Hello.
Hi. Rose?
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Coleman. My name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Depo-Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
That is good. Were you ever diagnosed with any serious ailments after taking the Depo-Provera?
Well, I have the two tumors.
Where are they located?
Right frontal lobe. Right frontal something, Meno G something.
What was that? Meno G, what?
Meningiomas, whatever
Okay.
they want to call them. I think
Okay.
that's what they call them.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then, do you already have assistance with an attorney?
No.
Would you like to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Okay.
You would like to participate?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
Yeah. Should only take about 5 or 10 minutes. I'll ask you a few questions, and then I'll send you a document, and that will give the permission for the attorneys to reach out. And then it'll
Okay.
get all. And you can affirm you have not signed any documents with any attorneys in regards to this, correct?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And then you are a resident of the United States, that is correct?
Yes.
And the meningioma, just to confirm, it was located in the brain, correct?
Yes.
And roughly when were you diagnosed?
January 2025.
Of this
This
year?
year,
Okay.
yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Pretty recently. What's your date of birth?
02/13/1983.
02/13. All right. Do you know anybody else that was injured or affected by the Depo-Provera?
No, sir.
Okay, no worries. And the Depo, were you taking it in the pill? You were taking it in the shot form, correct?
Getting shot.
And it was the brand name injectable, the Pfizer.
I don't know who make it, but I guess so. It said Depo-Provera is
Yeah. Depo, anytime it says that, it'd be the brand name. Okay. So it said
Okay.
Depo-Provera on the shots.
Yeah,
Okay.
on the little.
And then you can confirm you had at least 4 injections within 1 year prior to the meningioma diagnosis.
I was getting them for a while.
What year did they first give it to you? What year did you get off the de stop taking the Depo?
I was 16 when it started. I'm 40 something now.
Let me see. You were born
I
in.
got pregnant with my daughter while I was on Depo, and she was born in 2016.
So you're born in 82, correct?
83.
83. I'm so sorry. Whoops. 83. And then you said you were 16 when you started taking it.
Yeah, I was 16 when I started them.
So about 99, 2000. And then how old?
Yeah.
And then your daughter was born in what year?
2016.
2016. So you're taking it for about from about 2000 to 2016.
Well, after my daughter was born, I was back on Depo.
Okay. So about 2000, and then when did you last take Depo? What year would you say?
2012.
2012. Okay.
Yep, 2012.
2012. All right.
When
So
I
you.
found out I was pregnant with my son.
I got you. Okay. All right. So you use it for about 12 years or so, 2000 to about 2012.
Yeah, I guess.
And then, all right. You did use it during 92 to present day. And then I know this is redundant as we were just speaking about giving birth and female contraceptives. But Ms. Coleman, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. I know I have to ask. And then your first name. Roseveyarni.
Yes.
How do you say that?
Rose Vayarni.
Rose Varani.
Rose. Rose. Ave. Oeve. Rose Vayarni.
Rose
Rose
Veyani.
Vayarni.
Rose Veyani. I'm glad I felt hopefully I'm close. And then last name Coleman,
Coleman.
Coleman. Okay. And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the whole thing, you can provide just the last four.
0719.
And then email I have for you is yourfirstname@gmail.com. Rose Vejani.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hope I'm getting it right. And then this is, of course, the best number to reach on, and this is a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to you, they should reach out probably in a day or two. Do you want them to call you, text you, or email you?
Email is good.
Email? Okay. And then anytime for email, because it's an email.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Coleman, what's your best physical address?
4045
mm-hmm.
Old Highway 18, number 3, Hermanville, Mississippi, HERMANVILLE,
mm-hmm.
Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
39086.
39086. Okay. And is this an apartment number or anything like that?
No, that's a house.
Okay.
The number 3 is just the road. It goes with the address.
So it comes, okay, so I have it as Old Highway 18. It's basically Old
number 3.
Space Highway. And then should I put the number sign, pound sign basically
old,
in front of it?
Old Highway 18, mm-hmm. NO3.
I got it. Okay.
Number 3. Or you, okay. Yeah, number 3.
18 space 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's showing for me on the map. Okay.
18 space number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, hold on. It's mapping so weird for me on that. I don't know why it didn't map correct. Okay, Hermanville.
Mm-hmm.
Do this. I'll put the street name and then 18 and number 3. 18 and number 3. I just want to make sure this comes up when I put it in Google with the way I put it. 1 second. Okay. Comes up the same. So just Old Highway 18, number 3, Mississippi, Hermanville, Mississippi, 39086.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the depot, that was administered to you by the doctor or was it by their nurses?
By the doctor. Sometimes, well, I don't think it's always by Dr. Weeks or Dr. Butler, by the doctor.
Okay. It's always by the doctor. Yeah. Best of your knowledge. And then I know you were taking it for about, it was about 12 years or so. You were getting it every 3 months, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll do the math on this for you. Hold on. 12. So 12 years, you're taking every 3 months. So 3, 6, 9, 12. Taking that 12 times 4. You would have been injected around 40 to 48 times or so. Around over the 12 years, about 4 times a year.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. I'll put 40 down just to be estimate low. And then what was the name of the facility or the doctor's name that administered the depot?
Well, while I was in the Navy, I was on board the ship, so that would be the USS Ronald Reagan. The first one would be River Region Hospital, and then Merritt Health River Region Hospital. The Warren County Health Department. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we just need to list one that gave you the depot. So you got it at Merritt Health River Region.
Yeah, and I was in the military, so the military gave it to us.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Were you exposed to any of that firefighting foam as well?
No, I was on board a ship.
Okay.
Okay.
That is good. Let me put the phone number down for them. And the Merritt Health River Region, that's the one in Vicksburg off US 61?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And they also, because they administered it to you, they also prescribed it to you, correct?
Yes, sir. My OBGYN did.
Okay. All right. And then what's a pharmacy you go to, or if you remember the pharmacy you went to then? Any pharmacy?
Walgreens on Halls Ferry in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
What was the city? I'm so sorry. Vicksburg?
Mm-hmm. It was Vicksburg.
Okay. Walgreens on Halls Ferry, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for knowing that. Thank you for knowing this all offhand. The street. Some people are don't know exactly where they. The streets, and then that. Let me put the number down. 601. And then, okay, now towards the meningioma. Morgan, I'm going to ask you some questions about that. When they obtained that diagnosis, was it obtained through a CT scan, an MRI? Did they take a biopsy?
CT scan.
Okay.
And they did an MRI with contrast after.
Okay, so both. Okay. And then what hospital or what doctor were you diagnosed at for the meningioma?
Dr. Fahim. F-A-H-E-E-N. Dr. Fahim.
E-E-M? Okay.
E-E-N.
E-N, okay.
Yeah, she's at the Sonny Montgomery VA.
Okay. Oh, okay. I can just put the VA down then. They said that.
Okay.
And what city is that in?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay. So it's the Jackson, Mississippi VA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see right here, GV, Sonny Montgomery VA Center on 1500 Eastwood Row, Wilson Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you are treated at that VA as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the doctors that diagnosed you in regards to the meningioma, did they have a specialty, like a neurologist, neurosurgeon, anything like that, or?
He's a neurologist.
Okay.
And I saw a neurosurgeon on the 23rd? No, yeah, the 29th.
Okay.
Yes.
So just a few weeks ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How's the VA's care been? It's been pretty good.
Yes.
I hear
that. Well, I'm 100%, so.
Okay. Yeah, I was, we were helping people before this file claims for Camp Lejeune, but that ended, so I spoke to many veterans in regards to this. I always hear mixed reviews about, I guess it depends on what VA you go to, but.
Yeah.
And then, no previous cancer diagnosis, correct?
No, none.
Okay. And then, the meningioma, what was the treatment that you received for it?
I was going for migraines.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have they given you medications for it?
I take the medications for the migraines that it causes. Right now they're small, so what they're going to do is monitor it over the next 6 months. To make sure they're not growing.
Okay. Monitoring over the next six
but they
months.
Have increased in size since 2000 and I think this is one in 17, and then they did another CT scan in 2023.
Okay.
But they didn't see anything. So when they looked a little closer, they said it's increased in size.
Then this year is when they diagnosed it fully as meningioma?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Oh, so you've been dealing with it for a minute then. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, you were taking the depo for a while. So they would take you to that facility, the service, and they would have you get, you know, the.
Well, they issued our depo shots
on the ship
that we were on, or if we were in port, we could go to the local base hospital.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, and that was in mostly in San Diego, some in Virginia,
uh-huh.
or Pensacola. Virginia, and then San Diego.
Interesting. I didn't know they did that. Huh.
Yeah, they don't want any females pregnant on the ship, so they definitely do birth control.
Yeah, it makes sense why they would do it, but it's I didn't know that.
Huh. Yeah, you don't want to get pregnant on the ship.
Yeah. Or if you, not even on, like, let's just say a conflict happened, and then you have to go, if you had to go, and then it has.
Yeah, because they'll have to fly you out if you're pregnant and stuff.
And then any family history of meningioma?
No.
And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma at all?
No, not.
Yeah, no, you're good. Don't worry. And then, of course, there are records showing the meningioma diagnosis at the VA. That is correct?
Yes.
And then do you have access to your MyChart login or like an online portal?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And then would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this?
No, sir. Not at the moment.
Yeah. If you want to later when the attorneys call, you can always, or call them and always add it.
Yes, sir.
MA. And then you are able to provide a legible signature. That is correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. I have to ask that. I don't know why. That. And then let me do this. Hold on. I'm going to send you a text right now. 1 second. I'm going to confirm everything with you, just spelling and address and things like that, just so we know everything's right, so I don't have to resend you the paperwork if anything's wrong. And then you would like to participate in the Depo Prepare lawsuit. I did tell you the call was recorded in the beginning, and you do not have an attorney assisting you. That is all correct?
All correct.
No, sir, I don't.
You do not have an attorney, correct?
Yeah, no, sir, I don't.
No, you're good. No, I'm just doing it because we have a compliance team that listens to it, so I just have to confirm it. Sorry if these are innate and redundant.
Yes, sir.
And then you can affirm that you do not have an attorney in regards to this, correct?
I do not have an attorney.
That's the last time.
In regards to this.
Okay. Yeah. And then you, of course, are resident in the United States as you were in the service. You were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. That was meningioma of the brain. And then you were just recently diagnosed this year. I just put 01-01 of 2025, just as a rough date. That's fine?
Yes, sir.
Right. That sounds all correct. And then date of birth is 2/13/1983.
Yes, sir.
You received the Depo-Provera shot. It was the brand name injectable. It said Depo-Provera. You received it for about 12 years, from about 2000 to 2012. And then you had at least 4 injections in 1 year before you were diagnosed. That is all correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then, of course, you are a female. Oh, and then I forgot to ask you, what is your marital status?
Single or divorced?
Divorce. Okay. Divorce. All right. And then Rosvejarni. Did I say that right? I hope so. spelled Rosvejarni. And then last name Coleman, Coleman.
Yes.
And then no suffixes, no junior, senior, anything like that to your name, correct?
No.
All right. And then is it okay if I repeat your last 4?
Yes, that's fine.
0719.
Mm-hmm.
Email is your first name, Rosyarni. Ah, I messed up. Your first name at gmail.com, Rosvejarni at gmail.com.
Yes.
This is the best number to reach you on. You said contact preference would be by email, and then I put any time because it's by email. And then address, Old Highway 18, number 3. Hermanville, Mississippi, 39086.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then you were administered the depo by the doctor or medical staff. I'm going to put the number 3 on the street name part, actually. I think it maps better, so I'll do it that way. Sorry. You were administered the depo prepare mostly by the doctor, to the best of your knowledge, and then it was administered around 40 times or so, because I know you said you were getting it every 3 months, so that'd be 4 times a year times 12, it'd be about 48, so I just put 40. And then you got it administered. One place you did get it administered, I know you got it administered a few places, but one of them was Merit Health River Region on in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and they also prescribed it to you as well that one time, correct?
Yes.
Or multiple times, however times you went there, but that was a place that you did get it prescribed. And then you go to Walgreens, and then it was on Halls Ferry Road in Vicksburg.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the diagnosis for the meningioma was obtained first through CT scan, and then they gave you an MRI, so I put both. And then you were diagnosed and treated at the VA in, what is the street, Jackson, Mississippi, on East Woodrow Wilson Avenue.
Yes. All
right. And then you saw a neurologist, and you just recently saw a neurosurgeon about 2 weeks ago.
The neurologist is Dr. Chad Washington at the UMMC Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi.
All right. Let's see. What was his name? I'm sorry.
Chad Washington.
UMMC.
Mm-hmm. University Medical Center. University.
And he's the one that diagnosed you specifically?
No, he's the neurosurgeon.
Oh, he's the one you just
said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put that down then. Hold on. Put that in the notes. Thank you. Yeah, the more information, the better. So, and then the VA sent you to him?
Yes.
Okay. This neuro. So Sorry, just making sure I spelled neurosurgeon right. And what day did you go? You said on the 25th?
I think it's 25th or the 29th. Look, it was a Thursday.
I'll put just end of January. And
yes.
Last month, about 2 weeks ago, Chad Washington, the VA center, did this neurosurgeon end of last month, about 2 weeks ago. Was originally diagnosed. You were originally diagnosed at the VA, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that information. I put that in the notes. And then, treated and diagnosed VA. No history. You are receiving treatment for the meningioma, and that is medication, and they're monitoring over the next 6 months to make sure it's not growing.
Mm-hmm.
And then no family history of meningioma, no previous cancer diagnosis, and then you were not hospitalized for the meningioma.
No.
And then there are medical records that do exist, and you do have access to your MyChart.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, and then you will be able to provide a signature. I don't know why that's even a question. And then I'm going to send you a document right now. 1 second. You'll receive a text in the next about 30 seconds or so or less. This is basically giving the lawyers permission to reach out to you and then to start pulling those records to substantiate your claim and get the process started after they reach out to you and you want to move forward and when they speak to you in like 24 to 48 hours. So you want to click on that link. That link will open up. When it opens up, if you've done a DocuSign before, you're probably pretty familiar with it, but it'll open up. It'll say yes or allow for consent. You want to say yes or allow. And then from there, it should say like a yellow button to continue or an agree. You want to hit that. And then you should see a yellow start button.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you see the yellow start button, let me know. Oh, yeah, you're in it already. And then you just sign it that one time. It'll save it after you do a DOP and sign. And then you just tap the, I think there's like two or three other boxes. And then you should see a finish. And then let me actually send you all their information, too, while you're doing this.
Yeah, how much does this cost?
It doesn't cost you anything. So if the attorneys win, they would take a small percentage. But it would you would walk away with a significant amount because you do have a very solid claim. When they speak to you, in a day or two, when they call you, they would be able to answer this, like the amounts that they would be looking to get and that all in greater detail. I see you completed it. Let me just check it.
Mm-hmm.
They've been real finicky about signatures lately. I don't know why. Hold on. And then I'm going to send you all their information too. Yeah, you signed it. Good. Thank you. And then let me do this for you. I'm going to send you a text. This is from my number. And I'm going to text this number we're speaking on. 1 second, Ms. Coleman.
Well, I just find a retainer.
In regards to it, if you want to move forward in a day or two when you speak to them, it would be they would send you more paperwork. So that paperwork would be valid. That paperwork is just giving them permission to reach out to you. And then if you do want to move forward in a day or two to start pulling the records, so they don't have to resend it to you. But once you do speak to them, they will probably have you sign another paper just to substantiate everything you said. So,
okay.
And then let me text you this. Hold on 1 second. Ben Martin. That was Ben Martin. E4D Ben Martin. Let's see if I have their number in here. This is my direct number.
Right.
You should have just got a text from a 949 number. If you don't hear from them by next Tuesday, you should hear from them in like probably later today or tomorrow, latest Thursday.
Okay.
But if you don't hear from them, please do call me back and I can always transfer you to them. And let me look real quick and see if I have their number in here, just in case.
Okay, in regards to the vehicle. Okay.
And then this is their number. So you'll always be able to get a hold of me, but this should be the number you should be on the lookout for. It should be like a 214 area code.
Okay.
And then I do thank you so much for your time, Ms. Coleman. Thank you again for your service. And I am sorry for what you're going through with the meningioma. I know it did just get diagnosed, but hopefully they can, they'll get it all under control. I speak to women all the time that have had it diagnosed for 10, 15 years, and they're still doing fine. But I do know it is scary because it's, where it is in the body.
Yes.
But you do have a wonderful day. If you have any questions, you have my number. Please feel free to call me. And thank you so much for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.